We're going to talk about taking our health back, and there's nobody better than Perry Arledge to do that for us. She is an amazing woman who always brings us good news, good information, and that's what we want to spend our thoughts on. Perrier, thank you so very much for joining us today.
Thank you, Joyce. It's good to be back always.
We've had a little bit of an emotional time here at the Power Hour today, so I'm glad we're going to be able to calm down, get centered, get focused, and take care of our bodies and our family. And, of course, it's the living clay, the detox clay, the living clay that we talk about here at the Power Hour, which is probably the most central product that we have. I mean, the most focused on product, the one that we promote the most because it works in so many different ways. And for anybody, and I'd like for you to talk to the people right now, because we've got plenty of time here, that don't know anything about clay. Why is it this miraculous, and I do mean that, miraculous item? What is clay for us?
Clay is a multifaceted healing element. It's a catalyst, but it works in so many unique ways. It has so many components to it that work in different ways that it is astounding, and it'll wipe out your medicine cabinet, and it is safe. It is not going to harm your body organs. It's not going to kill anyone. The worst thing you'll ever experience is a detox reaction if you're highly toxic and the body is trying to get rid of the toxins faster than it can get out. You may get a headache or a little lethargic or a rash. A lot of people get skin rashes if they're prone to that. So it's been said by many people that it's the safest detox element there is out there for the body. It works internally and it works externally. It balances your pH. It's homeostatic. It wants to balance the body. And a balanced body can heal itself, Joyce. We all know that.
How did you find out about clay? Have you used this all your life? Did you all of a sudden come on? I've never asked you that question.
I stumbled on it by accident. A friend of a friend started telling me about clay, and he had lived in the area where this clay was, and the old people there had educated him. The people who lived in that area, they knew about it, and they educated him on it. He was fascinated with it. He sent me a large bucket of clay, and I used it myself for years, never thinking about making it available to the public, until one day a friend of mine came over, and I gave her some clay for some ailment she had, and she was very much into alternative healing and holistic health. And she called me back the next day, and she said, "Oh, my gosh." She said, "I have tried numerous clays. I got better results in one night with this clay than I have in these other clays the whole time I've used them. I've thrown them all away. You've got to make this available to the public." She said, "There's a body, mind, spirit show this weekend. I have a table. I'm giving you half my table. You get some stuff together. You get some samples to give out and get up there." Now, I had to go get a doing business as license so I could collect tax. Had to go to the dollar store, bottle up some clay, make a label, make some samples to give out and print out a little material. I found out that the people there knew more about clays than I did. And that's when I started on my quest to really get educated. And it was amazing. They would take a sample home and come back the next day, and they were sending people to our booth. We had to go home that night, get more jars, pack more clay, stay up all night doing that.
My.
And it just launched. And you, my dear, were one that really launched us verbally. You helped us reach so many people.
Well, thank you. That's only because I believe in it. And in the things I believe in, oh, my goodness, I just go to bat for it over and over and over again because I'm selfish. I want access to it. I want to know what's going on. I mean, I want to know what works. And I am just so excited about this because this is incredible. In the many diverse things that it will do for you, listeners, you've got to hear this. If you've never used clay before, you got to hear this. And if you use it all the time, you're going to learn more from Perry Yates. Joining us is Perry Arledge today, and we're talking about the subject of what is it? How does it work? And that's the part I want to get to now. She came across this, and she has not stopped in doing her research on the subject, which is so good for us. So please, Perry, tell us how the clay works. Would you please?
Yes. Well, we talked about the pH. It's going to balance your body. Taking internally, clay is the great detoxer. It draws positive charged ions to it. It's a strong negative ion. Now, all your baddies, your chemicals, your infections, your viruses, your fungus, your molds are positive charged ions. So it's like a magnet. When you drink it, it's going to clean out any freshly ingested toxins you've had before they go into the body. So you're taking the load off the kidney and the liver and the lymphatic systems designed to filter out and clean up your bodies. When it takes this out, it just carries it right out. It goes in the mouth and it carries it all the way through the body, and it's excavated through our feces. It will also grab parasites, internal parasites that we have. They are drawn to the clay. They let go of the host wall and go out. People normally see some little parasites within 3 days if they are the type that examine their stool.
Oh, you can actually see the parasites. I did not know that.
We had an elderly lady, and her neighbor gave her some clay. When you get this and it works so well, you want to give it and share it with everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And she had her drinking it, and she came back and she said, "Honey, that clay you gave me had worms in it. I found some worms in my feces." And she laughed and said, "No, darling, the worms were in you, not the clay."
Oh, I hope everybody's having breakfast right now, but no. No, but I mean, that is just amazing. That is really amazing. I do not know.
One of the ways clay works, when you drink it, it will resonate with the latent cell energy in your body. Clay has an electromagnetic energy to it. From the birthing from the volcano, it's volcanic ash, and going to that tremendous heat process, it gave us this magnetic energy that's already in the clay. Now, people are buying magnets and trying to stabilize their water and things. Clay is already there. It's already ready to do that. So it resonates with the cells of the body, and it awakens dormant cell energy. We've got a lot of cells that have gone to sleep that aren't working and functioning. When you put the clay on, and I did a mask on Saturday, I usually do one on the weekends, a facial down on my neck and everything, and I left it on more than the 15 minutes, and I could feel the warmth to my face, a flush under the clay. It literally draws blood flow and oxygen to the surface of the skin. And this is how topical healing begins. If you apply a clay poultice to a wound, an insect.
Yeah, we need to talk about a poultice. Joining us is Perry A. She is an amazing woman who just is totally fixated on living clay. And I love it because she comes up with all the reasons and all the ways to use it. And there's a whole entire book of all of her knowledge and information regarding clay, how to cure 101 ailments with calcium bentonite clay. The book is called Living Clay, and she uses the C word, cure, also, ladies and gentlemen. Clay is not clay, is it, Perry?
No, all clays are different. You really need to know your clay. There's some acidic clays out there. There's some with impurities in it. The living clay is laboratory tested, and it meets food grade standards. So it's as good as the food you can put in your mouth. So,
and it makes a big difference because in this book, Living Clay, there are recipes for cooking with clay. And I have to tell you, whenever I take something over the power hour, they always go, "Okay, what's in it now?" Because, you know, I put all, you know, Willard water and clay and everything in everything. But they learn from how I use it, of course. And you've got recipes in here for using clay. So it's edible clay.
Yes, you can get it in your kids that way. We found out that it's quite easy to do. And there's a recipe for a clay honey water if you don't like the taste of clay. So there's any number of creative ways you can take this clay. And, Joyce, there's something I want your audiences to get. And this is about clay. When I say clay is a catalyst, it works with the body. It really doesn't, in essence, cure. but it is a partner with the body so the body can heal itself. Clay does remarkable work in restoring deficient organs and organ functions. It does not accomplish this by supplying the missing elements, but by aiding the organism to be able to fix and assimilate those elements that were previously failing. So it, through biotransmutation, it can make an element that it doesn't contain that the body is deficient in.
Can you give us an example? Can you give us an example of one of those ways?
Yes. It's through enzymatic action. The body has enzymes. In the case of the shrimp in the caves in France that lived in pools of clay water, and the biologist said it's impossible, there's no calories in clay, they can't live in it. They took them out and tried to feed them, and they died. They put them back, and they thrived. They determined the shrimp had enzymes that, with the clay, made peptide chains that created protein. Now, isn't that fascinating?
Yeah.
You can literally create a deficiency for the body of an element that the clay does not contain. The clay keeps its whole. All the elements in the clay stay together to work as the clay. It's made up of trace minerals, but you're not getting the individual trace minerals. You're getting more than that. You're getting a catalytic partnership with the body that can do even more than that.
It just seems like we never, ever will understand all that it does. I mean, it's just beyond my comprehension of anything. So it almost seems so technical, yet so simple.
In reading the history of clay, and I believe his name was Descartes, he was a Roman physician. He said clay, he used clay in his healing. He said clay has a godlike intelligence. The Indians say it has a wisdom of its own. I've seen this, and I believe it. I believe it has a godlike intelligence. God made us from dust, and the Hebrew word for dust is clay.
Mm-hmm.
And there are just components there. It's just amazing what it can do. Now, we've just talked about internal uses. Externally, your clay baths are the best detoxing. I had a case the other day. A lady wrote me. She had a 12-month-old daughter who had tested extremely high for lead. They started giving her a teaspoon of the hydrated clay once a day mixed in her food, and they gave her 3 clay baths a week for 2.5 to 3 months, had her tested again, and the dangerous levels are above 10. The 0 to 9 is supposed to be in the normal range. Her lead level had dropped down to a 2.
Wow,
they wanted to take her blood out of her body and clean it and put it back in, a 12-month-old baby. She did not want to do that. She heard about the clay and did this, and she called and gave me this testimonial. I was just crying with her.
Wow. You know, it's almost as if just try it, because we don't know if it's going to work or not. People will say, well, what if I use clay for this or that? Well, try it. It's not going to hurt you. All it can do is work.
Yes, it can work or not work. You know, and there are not very many things it doesn't work on. Because it supports the whole immune system so beautifully, when you take it internally, it cleanses those toxins out. It gets old fecal matter. It's a cleanser. Gets old fecal matter lodged in your colon out, so now you're absorbing more from the good food you eat and the vitamins you take.
Mm-hmm.
So you have more energy.
Now, that's really critical. That's real important, because people think that, you know, and they've taken these capsules, you know, for 25 years. Well, some of those capsules don't leave the body, and they need a little help. And I think that's what's important. Or, I mean, I don't care what kind of capsule you're taking, whether it's herbs or prescription drugs, but it dislodges, especially when you add the clay to some flaxseed. Now, like I put it in my little bullet blender, I put clay, flaxseed, and psyllium husk whole in there, and I'm going to tell you, you're going to get some serious workout when you do that. And it feels so good afterwards. But it really will take out whatever is along the lining of the colon.
Yes, it's going to cleanse it real good. That's a great combination. Now, if you're doing that, you want to take probiotics because your psyllium will really scrub out the good and the bad. Where clay is selective and it's only taking the bad part out. But it's going to get in there and really, it's one of the best cleansers, clay and psyllium husk and the flaxseed, like you said, that's a wonderful cleanse. And, you know, but take some probiotics to rebuild your gut flora in there.
Yes. Now, what are we doing? We're putting clay in our mouth. Now, when we're talking about the internal usage of it, we're putting it in our mouth. And it is, how does it know to take out the bad stuff and not the good stuff?
Well, the Indians say it has a wisdom of its own, but actually it has an electromagnetic charge of a negative. And the baddies are your positive, your chemicals, your viruses, your fungus, your infections are all positive charge. And this is a very strong magnet. It draws it to the clay molecule, and it's absorbed inside the clay molecule in this little cage-like structure. If you could see the layers of clay, it has two tetrahedral layers and a octahedral layer in the middle, joined by oxygen molecules. While I'm getting into chemistry here, trust me, it makes a cage, a prison. It draws the bacteria. It doesn't kill bacteria. It captures them and cuts them off from their nutritional source. It doesn't get all the bacteria. It only is looking for the positive charge, which are the bad ones that attack our bodies.
And it's like our Creator made a difference between the positive charge and the negative charged ions and doing this ion transfer. I mean, it's just incredible, and not necessarily ion transfer, but the removal of of the positive ions out of the body. And I think that if we're talking about getting a detox, the first thing, the number one thing that we need to do is think in terms of clay. Now, how often and how much would someone take clay?
Well, we say to mix the liquid, and there's a little instructional book, How to Kickstart Your Day with Living Clay, that tells you how to mix it for a bath, for liquid, for a poultice, how to make these things, and a few applications. It's a free downloadable book. We recommend making a liquid a consistency of one part clay to eight parts water. So for every 8 ounces of water, you would use 1 ounce of clay, which is 2 tablespoons. Shake it up. You can leave it on your cabinet. Clay is inert. It's not going to spoil. I've left it for 3 months. It was fresh as the day I made it. Mix it up. From that, take 2 ounces twice a day for 14 days. Now, this is when you're starting that cleanse. Now, you can take those 2 ounces and add it to your psyllium and your flaxseed, and you may need to add more water once you add those, because it's the psyllium is really going to thicken up and absorb the water. So you can add more water to that. You can add orange juice to it. You can put it in a smoothie. I often put my clay into a smoothie. My 2 tablespoons I just drop into a smoothie. Actually, you don't need that much for a smoothie, because you're not going to drink the whole thing all at once. So just about a tablespoon into your smoothie, and you'll have your daily.
And what about for children?
Twice a day. You know, just cut it about in half, just when you make the liquid. Like the little girl was taking a teaspoon of the hydrated clay, and they were stirring it up in her yogurt or her food or cereal and things. And that's the equivalent to a tablespoon. Or you can just give them 1 tablespoon of the liquid or a teaspoon of it if it's a tiny baby. We had colicky babies that used it in their milk. Best thing in the world for diaper rash is smearing a little clay on a baby's hiney, close that diaper up, and the next time you open it, it's healed.
Wow.
That quick.
Yeah, all these stories, listeners, they're true. They happen. And I think the most incredible story that we heard recently is, I believe his name was Ron. He called in to the Power Hour and gave the story about how he loaned out his clay to someone who had nephropathy, not only that, but had the diabetic sores that were so bad they were going to remove his feet. And I think it was in the next week, and or his foot in the next week. And he was able, literally, to put that clay on there. He told him to keep it on there all the time, to put the clay on his feet, and he saved his feet. And so, of course, we repaid him his clay because he was so kind to give it to someone. But, I mean, that is a story that if you have not experienced what diabetic ulcers are like, you can't even conceive of how bad they can be and how difficult they are to get any kind of healing. And that's why normally they start with the toes and take off the toes and move through half the foot and then move up the leg. And they just get all kinds of surgeries out of this, and you may end up, you know, with four or five surgeries before the entire leg is amputated, because there's never usually an answer. I don't care if they use the Silvadine cream or not. It just doesn't work. But the clay does work. And you wrote a paper on this.
Yes, stopping needless amputations. I have many times within people scheduled for an amputation within 5 days. You give me three or four days with clay, and I can turn that around. Then they've been in the hospital for months, or in one case, 3 weeks, taking high doses of antibiotic, but it wasn't curing the ulcer. The clay did it in 3 to 4 days. They saw it starting to heal. It brought the circulation back. One lady had a black toe. By the time she got there scheduled for an amputation, the color had come back to the toe, so they canceled it. I had a gentleman who had a bone infection in his foot, and he'd been in the hospital 3 months with antibiotics, and they wanted to amputate. And he left, and he heard about clay, and he started soaking his feet. He'd put a wrap on at night. He mixed it with colloidal silver, and the clay, they had made a drain hole. The clay made its own drain hole. It literally made a hole in his foot where it needed to be, and he could just mash on the top of his foot, and the pus would come out.
And, you know, this may seem somewhat gross to people and difficult to understand until you realize how many thousands of people have this problem, and they deal with it every single day, and there is no answer. And this is not only a palliative, I mean, it makes it feel better, but it also heals better. And we're talking about a major healing here that if you can save an amputation, what is that worth? I mean, and for anybody who would say...
One amputation leads to another amputation, and before long they've taken both limbs, and about 2 years later they die.
Yes, yes. You know, I've told this story to the listeners before, but we had an attorney in Houston that was a patient there, and they started with one finger at a time. The man had probably 20 amputation surgeries before they finished. He was a trunk when they finished with him. He was an attorney. He would not give up his sweets, would not eat a correct diet. He was diabetic. And he ended up with almost 20 amputation surgeries. He was in the hospital all the time. And I just, I'll never forget that as long as I live. And what if it didn't need to happen? If he had corrected his diet, and if they had done the clay therapy. We're talking to Perry A today about things like, well, what do you do if you get a brown recluse spider bite or a diabetic ulcer? You may not have diabetes now, though one out of every three people are going to have diabetes in this country because of their diets. But there's internal cleansing, external cleansing. There's treating something like a spider bite when you really have to get down and get to work on that. Cataracts, chicken pox, any kind of thing that you can possibly imagine that might be a problem. Now, we were talking about the internal usage, the external usage now, usage in children, and poultices. A poultice is something that a lot of people don't understand. Would you explain your definition or how you think a poultice should be applied to some kind of, or maybe even the diabetic ulcer, what you would do for diabetic ulcers?
Well, that would be a poultice. Particularly on elderly people and an open wound, when the clay dries, it draws, so it might, you know, make it crack and bleed. So you want to keep the clay on wet. And you want a thick application of the clay mud is all a poultice is. held in plates. Now, you can put gauze over it and wrap it up. The gauze attracts the moisture. It absorbs the moisture. So I like to use Saran Wrap or Glad Press and Seal. Glad Press and Seal is sticky on one side, so you can cut a square the size you need, and it's like a mild Band-Aid when you peel it off and take your hide off. You put the clay in the middle, very thick, and apply it over the area. Now, I had a lady with a brown recluse bite who put the clay on immediately, thickly, over that bite. The next morning, it had come to a head, like kind of a ball. Her husband mashed it, and this little ball of venom popped out. And it never, ever developed. It just cleared it right up.
You know, I've heard so many stories.
Quickly.
Yeah, I've heard so many stories about the brown recluse spider and also snake bites with adults and children. Now, granted, you want to get to medical treatment, but we're talking about something to do when there is no doctor. If you're an hour and a half away from a hospital, you know, this is something really important you can do while there is no doctor. Snake bite for dogs. We've heard a lot of wonderful testimonies how they save their animals. And that just really makes me feel good.
Yes, yes. It's a... There are old-timer stories about people living out on the prairie and knowing where there was a clay deposit and a river, a stream. And, of course, back in those days, our rivers and streams weren't polluted. And there was a man that would get, he had been bitten three times by copperhead, and all he did was go down and get the clay and put on it. I would advise you to put the clay on quickly and get to the hospital, too.
Absolutely.
Yes. It pulls the venom out. The clay acts on all organs, the whole organism. Everything unhealthy and emitting a positive radiation is irresistibly attracted to the clay. It's just a magnet pulling venom out, chemicals out, your lead, your mercury. And believe me, this BP oil spill isn't over. Nor is
We need to talk about that. Now, when we talk in terms of internally and trying to remedy something like the oil spill, a lot of people say, well, the oil spill's over. There's no big deal. What are you worried about the oil spill for? That was a long time ago, Perrier.
Yes. I've been working with a lady. It took me a long time to try to get clay down there to these people in the Gulf because they were experiencing these horrible lesions on their bodies. They were vomiting blood. They had bloody diarrhea. It was just really wreaking havoc. And a lot of these people were the people who volunteered in the cleanup and were exposed to that dispersant. And this has taken an effect on their body. And I finally came in contact with a lady named Patricia Springsteen. And she is trying to get medical help. She's a registered nurse. Her husband's an orthopedic surgeon. They have gathered some doctors who are volunteering their times because many of these people don't have insurance. They're not being treated. She's writing Congress. But she said, she sent me information and proof. I saw it. There is still oil leaking in the Gulf. They think that the seabed is cracked from that explosion. And there are places out there where the oil is just bubbling up, crude oil. And they're trying to keep it secret, and they're going out at night and flying over and spraying it with this dispersant. And the dispersant is what's really killing the people, too. It's full of hydrocarbons and benzene and things like that. So this is still going on. She's writing letters to Congress. Today she has a 157-page documentary. They have caught the planes. They have people out watching the boats going out. They're not admitting it, that it's still a problem there. She has dug up sand on the beaches along Mississippi and Alabama and said if you dig down about 3 feet, you will find a layer of tar where they just came in and put fresh sand down on top of the beaches.
Wow.
And covered up, and pictures of her reaching her hand down and pulling up this tar and crude oil that's down there still on her beaches. And we're swimming in that Gulf, and the fishermen, I had a fisherman tell me the other day, he fishes in the Gulf, she said, we are seeing no young fish. All we're catching is the older, bigger fish. There's just no young fish out there. the danger. There were a lot of dolphins that beached themselves to abort their young. And it's horrible what's going on. And she's treating, she has a documented piece here, 59 pages was the first one. Letters to Congress, letters to the EPA, stopping this use of the dispersant, making people aware of what's going on right now. She's staying there at the Coast Guard. It was an open meeting, and they're just barging right in and putting their evidence down. She has collected evidence, case studies. She's using the clay to help these people. And there is, we need to still be careful in using clay.
The way we treat our bodies like a temple, not a dumpster, one of the ways is with living clay. We're learning about that from our guest today, Perrier. Perrier's talking about the Gulf and the particular problems that they have there. It would seem that the petrochemicals or the oil would be so inherently, you know, assimilated into the body, it would be almost impossible to remove it. But what you're saying is there is a way that it can be detoxed from the body. I mean, something, I mean, I can't even conceive of this with the use of oil. Am I correct?
With the use of clay.
I mean, with the use of clay. I'm sorry, yeah.
If they get it on there quick enough before it's absorbed in and before it's done damage to the body, that's the key element, is getting it to them quickly. And even then, it seems to be helping. She's documenting all this, taking pictures, making records of using the clay on some of the victims there with these horrible lesions and blisters and sores just all over their body and their mouths. It's just, and nobody has any idea of what's going on. And
no, they don't.
And I can send you this PDF file. It's called Gulf Rescue Alliance. And it's a public health crisis in the Gulf of Mexico as a direct result of inadequate response to Deepwater Horizon oil blowout disaster. This dispersant they're putting on the oil is worse than the oil. Gets in the air, it blows on shore. If you're walking down the beach, you're exposed to it. I did go on vacation to Florida and was on the Gulf side. I took my clay with me. I drank the clay while I was there, anytime I ate, particularly ate fish. And I also used it and smeared it on my arms. You know, I'd go swimming, but then I would come out and put the clay on, and they had a little swimming pool and a little shower, outdoor shower, where you can rinse off. Well, I'd put the clay on and sit there and let it dry and then rinse off and dip in the swimming pool. But it's just, it's going on and we're not aware of it. They're covering it up. That's the thing.
Yeah, it is horrible. When I think of all these children living down there and why people are eating the food, I would not eat the fish. I would not eat the shrimp. They were selling it to the military at first because, well, hey, you know, what are they going to say? I just cannot imagine how bad this situation probably is. If we were to know how bad it is, I don't think we can even comprehend what it's doing to the bodies in the Gulf area.
Well, they have covered up all these people who have gotten sick that were on the volunteer cleanup crews. There was a tugboat captain, and they kept telling him he had acid reflux. He said, this is bloody stool and vomiting blood is not acid reflux. And it's not getting better, you know, in the hospital with what they were treating. I doubt if he's still alive. His name was Catfish Hunter, and he had videotapes talking about it and not being able to get them to listen to him and hear what the real problem was. They're doing blood tests on these people and finding this benzene, these hydrocarbons in their blood levels. So, yes, it's still going on, and there is a big cover-up. This lady is such an advocate. She's dedicated her life to uncovering this and to stopping it because it's still going on. And they have watched, they have watch groups that are out there watching boats going out to this area at night to put the dispersant out so people won't know that there's literally a leak in the Gulf floor.
Wow.
There's a crack in the earth shell where from that blowout explosion and the pressure of capping the well, and it's bubbling up. Just, you'll see bubbles of crude oil coming up and popping in the videos. It's amazing. So we've got a problem on our hands, and we need some attention to it. And in the meantime, if you're in that area, use clay. Drink, take the clay baths. I can't express the power of a clay bath to pull these toxins out of your system. If they could have come in from their work and taken a clay bath, they may not have been having these problems. I had a lady the other day with a migraine headache, and she took a clay bath. She said in 15 minutes it was gone. Trying to tell you the value of a clay bath is trying to tell you what an apple tastes like. You've got to eat the apple to experience it. So we have people that take a bath and say, oh, my gosh, my skin is soft. My sore muscles are gone. It opens the flow of energy. It relaxes the muscles, and it opens flow of energy. When you have a migraine headache, your body is resisting, your muscles are tightened up, and you're literally holding the headache. So when the clay can relax and let the flow of blood go through your body and oxygen, it will relieve that tension and pressure, and the pain goes away. So it's, we're still, you know, because the attention isn't on Fukushima doesn't mean that we don't have a real problem still going on. Before I go out to eat anything, I drink a sip of clay.
Oh, now that's interesting. Before you eat out.
Yes. I'm going to take, my daughter wants to go to Red Lobster on her birthday. I'm taking clay, and everybody's going to have a shot of clay if they eat fish.
Oh, my. I don't even know that I would want to eat fish. I just, you know, I'm so scared of fish now, given the fact that, I mean, I can't remember who it was on TV saying, oh, man, Gulf shrimp, it is my favorite. Oh, it was one of the cooking shows. And Gulf shrimp is the best. Oh, man, you got to go. I mean, just like selling Gulf shrimp to everybody. When, you know, don't take on the added burden, toxic burden on your body if you don't need to. Now, if you're in a situation and maybe you don't realize, it's your choice. I mean, if you want to eat fish, well, clay before and after might be the best way to do it. I have an off-air question here from Cynthia. It says, I've been taking 2 tablespoons of clay mix 2 times a day since the Fukushima accident. Is there any danger of becoming too alkaline? Should you take a break from it? Should you stop for about 14 days and then start up again?
There's no danger of becoming too alkaline. The clay is all about balance. It's not going to over-alkalize you. It's homeostatic. I know it sounds crazy that it can have a 9.7 pH and it won't alkalize you. I've had people that were very acidic that took the clay, and it only raises it to the normal level. It doesn't over-raise it. It's another one of the mysteries of clay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, 2 ounces is a good detox amount. We generally have people do that for 14 days and then back off and find their maintenance amount. It's not going to hurt to do it. I generally take 2 ounces because I'm older and my body tends to be acidic. Or I'll have spells if I eat some acidic food, it really shows up on me. So I just drank the 2 ounces. I've been doing that for years. So no, it's not going to hurt you. If you want to pare down, if you want to take a break, you can. I don't see as it's necessary. I think that's a good thing to do. But again, before you eat any food, take a little sip of clay. Maybe don't take 1 ounce morning and night, and then during the day, before you eat, take a sip of food. If it's in our soils, it's in our vegetables. You can rinse your leafy vegetables, but what about your beets and your potatoes and your carrots and your turnips? The root vegetables pick up this, and it's hard for the clay to get that out of a root vegetable. So just drink a little clay. Anything that you're eating that has that radiation on it, the clay's going to grab it.
That is so important, listeners, is to understand that there's nothing that we can say that is totally free of, you know, any kind of toxic additive to it. There's no way we can say that. So the best way is using something that is more than a neutralizer. It is literally a removal of the positive ions, which are the bad things in the body. Doing that almost on a daily basis or a couple of times a day or whatever, depending on what you think you need. And, I mean, it could be coming over the air and in my little cherry tomatoes outside right now, for all we know. So it is really important. Now, any warnings that we need to have, such as taking it with your supplements, with your prescription drugs, what kind of warnings would you give people on clay?
taking it with your prescription drugs, you need to check with your pharmacist, not your doctor. He doesn't know. The pharmacist
you're so right.
has a Merck index of chemicals. They can look up bentonite clay. They can look up your medicines. They can tell you. They should have the knowledge to be able to tell you if it'll interfere. Tell them you want to take a 9.7 pH bentonite clay. Is it going to interfere with your medicine? Now, there are a lot of medicines it doesn't interfere with, but because we don't know which is which, we just tell you, ask them how long it takes you to absorb your medicine. Then take your clay. Let you go ahead and absorb the medicine and then take the clay. You can take the clay anytime. And as far as your supplements, you know, if you wait 30, I don't think it would hurt to take them with the clay because clay is nothing but supplements. It's not drawing the supplements out. The clay has the power to attract and either absorb or stimulate the evacuation of toxic and non-useful elements. Again, this godlike intelligence of the clay. It's all clay is trace minerals. They are not available to the body. They are together, fused together, and they make up the clay. They make this little cage. So you don't get the trace minerals per se. Now, plants can have enzymes that can convert some of the trace minerals for their availability, and that's why it's a natural fertilizer for your plants. When you put this in your topsoil, not only is it going to absorb the radiation that's gotten on your soil, but it's going to fertilize your plants. We did a flower bed at church. The kids did an experiment, and they wanted two flower beds, and they grew a garden. And we had a landscape guy that had some really good compost he put in both of them. I gave them a bucket of clay, and they mixed it in the one flower bed, and that flower bed kicked butt. It
wow.
outgrew. It was greener. It had more produce, more blooms. It's amazing.
Oh, that is so good. That is so good. Listeners, I mean, all I can say is get it and try it yourself. Well, we're talking with Perrier today about clay, and that is a place to start. If you want any one place to start, it's clay. If you don't have clay, I don't know, you're really missing out. And granted, everything costs money, and we talk about so many things that are so important, but this is at the base of all of it, is the living clay. The book, Living Clay, tells you every way to use it. 101 ailments, how to cure them with calcium bentonite clay. Let's talk about the pets, because this is something so important to most of us, is that we want to take as good a care of our animals. We don't want them sick later on. What can we do to increase the health of our pets?
Stick your pet in the bathtub.
Stick your pet in the bathtub.
Yes, give them a clay bath. It will stop them. If you see them itching their skin, laying down and rubbing, give them a clay bath. It's wonderful for them. It'll detox them, too. But you want to feed them clay. It will naturally worm them. It won't get bloodborne parasites like heartworms, but it will get intestinal parasites out. I've had olothargic cats that in 3 days they're frisky kittens. They have so much energy. I've had an olothargic dog who could no longer jump on the furniture or go upstairs. He had arthritis. And in 3 days he was upstairs and on the daughter's bed in the bedroom, had jumped all the way up on the bed.
And from doing what for that dog?
From feeding him clay in his food. To take the hydrated clay, if it's a larger dog, give him, you know, a full teaspoon or a half a teaspoon or 2 teaspoons. And your little bitty dogs, just give them a 1 teaspoon and stir it in their food. For big dogs, I actually give them a tablespoon.
Mm-hmm.
Stir it in their food, and they will eat it. Now, the first time, they're a little leery of it. But after, we have some dogs now that if the one guy said, if I mix Sassy's food and put it down and forget the clay, she will look at the food and sit there and keep looking back at me till it dawns on me. And one lady tries to hide it in her cat food. She just puts a little blob of clay there, and the cat will go and find the clay first and eat it.
Wow.
Animals in the wild go to clay. They don't go to diatomaceous earth. They don't go to charcoal. They don't go to zeolite. They go find clay. they eat it. They know it detoxes them. They roll in it. There are stories about the elephants that make this pilgrimage once a year back to this clay bed, and they roll in it, wallow in it, and spray it all over themselves. There are stories about the macaws that eat the poison berries and then go to the bentonite clay cliffs in Peru and eat the clay. And then there are stories about old ranchers turning out cows to die that were sick, and they're coming back in a week and they're healthy. And they followed them and they found they were going to a clay bed.
Wow.
And they were licking the clay and rolling in it and getting well.
Incredible.
So definitely give it to your pets. I have a lady now whose dog has a tumor, and she's putting a poultice on there, and it has gone from a big fluid sac to now it's firming up. And it's changing shape, so we know something is going on and it's working.
Incredible. Absolutely incredible what happens
I
as a result of it.
I had a horse with an egg-size stone in her gallbladder. She couldn't urinate, or in her bladder, she couldn't urinate good because it was stopping it up. They started feeding her the clay. And they kept x-raying every 3 months. It was getting smaller and smaller, and it completely disappeared in about 3 months' time.
Wow. So good to know we have it on hand. You know, I wonder what people do that don't have things like clay. I don't know how they handle a bee sting, for instance. I know Josh, the minute his children would get a bee sting or anything, they asked for the clay themselves. 3 years old. That is amazing. Let's go to the phone lines. They are jammed for Perrier. They always are. Let's go to Ron in Indiana. Ron, you're on the air with Perrier. Go ahead, please. What's on your mind today, Ron?
Oh, we'll talk about your clay. I did order some. And, anyway, at any rate, my question would be with regard to using it on dogs with heartworm. If they already have a heartworm, would that go ahead and kill the heartworms and also kill the dog? The second one would be with regard to the garden variety of the clay. Was that an emergency? Could you possibly use that for topical use? Go ahead.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, you could on pets and things. I would. It's not going to affect heartburns. Heartburn is a bloodborne parasite.
Heartworms yeah.
are a bloodborne parasite. So you need to find another solution for your heartworms. Clay is not absorbed into the bloodstream.
Well, my thought with that was, would the clay kill the heartworms, which then would kill the dog? Because once they die in the heart, he's finished.
Yeah.
Wow. I don't know the answer to that. We need to talk to a holistic veterinarian probably about that. That's an excellent question. We should find out about that. I have heard some people that use silver. I believe it was silver. I don't want to, well, I better not say for sure. But if anybody has a heartworm remedy, email us at thepowerhour@thepowerhour.com. The second thing was what you said. Go ahead, Ron, with your second question.
Certainly, Judge. The garden variety of the clay, is that about the same fines? In other words, they go ahead and screen the clay for
I wouldn't use it on humans. I wouldn't use it on humans because it's got some impurities in it. But, you know, if you want to put it on a pet, I don't think it would hurt.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much for the phone call. Appreciate that, Ron. Let's go to Pat in Indiana. Pat, you're on the air. Go ahead, please.
Well,
what's on your mind?
Joyce Perrier for this wonderful program.
Sure.
My niece in Lakeland, Colorado, is a French teacher, and she is wearing a boot because she injured her ankle. I think it's probably Achilles rupture. Do you think that the clay poultice would help in that situation?
Yes, if she could put it on thickly and wrap saran wrap around it and then put her boot on over it.
Mm-hmm.
I cured a broken bone in 3 weeks, a broken wrist in 3 weeks doing that. When they have a splint or a boot that you can remove, put the clay on thickly, cover it in saran wrap, you know, to keep it in place, or the glad press and seal. And it's going to pull inflammation out. It's going to get blood flow and oxygen there to help speed the healing process.
Excellent. Okay. Anything else, Pat?
Let's see. No, that's all. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you so much for the phone call. Let's go to Mary in New York. Mary, you're on the air. Go ahead, please, with Perrier.
Hi. I have a friend who has pain in her feet, and I just wondered, she's had it for 12 years. She's been using drugs, and the drugs don't even entirely eliminate the pain. And I wonder if you think this clay might work for her.
I have seen it do lesser things and greater things. I would definitely try it. I would have her drink some of the clay, too. We had a gentleman with an arthritic finger so swollen he couldn't bend his index finger. He started using clay on the finger thickly. He did it three times, every other day for 3 days. The swelling went down, and he said if he just touched it, the pain shot through his hand. And now he can go up and knock on a door. He can bend his, flex his finger. He's only 63 years old. So if it can dissolve that arthritic buildup in there, I would say that it was definitely worth a try. It's going to bring circulation and oxygen and blood flow to her feet. And it's a natural analgesic. It just takes pain away. So definitely try it. Put it on thickly, maybe make a foot soak and just let her soak her feet in there.
Yeah, that's a good thing to do while you're watching TV, is to put a foot soak in the living room there, wouldn't it?
Yes, just put some towels down under it, and it's wonderful. It's good for your whole body. I mean, it's not as good as a clay bath for detoxing because it doesn't get to your lymph glands, but the soles of your feet we swept from, so it's a good place to detox.
Yeah, for somebody who couldn't get in the bathtub. Mary, right. Anything else?
Yeah, so to make this up for her to drink, she would need 1 ounce of dry clay in 8 ounces of water?
Yes. Uh-huh.
And she would drink how much a day?
Good, and then have her drink 2 ounces twice a day for 14 days, and then back down to about 1 ounce a day. She can find her happy place with clay.
Okay. And one other question. I have an herbalist friend who doesn't like clay because he thinks it's got too much lead in it. What would you say to that? Is there lead in clay?
If there is, it's a finite amount of the trace minerals that's imperceivable in the testing. But clay will draw lead, just like this young girl with the baby that had high levels of lead taking clay baths, and she was getting a teaspoon of the hydrated clay in her food for 3 months, and it lowered her lead levels to from above a 10 to a 2 in 3 months' time.
Well,
it's going to take out lead.
Now, do you test the clay when it comes in? Or
we
have it tested?
Yes, and we do test it for lead, and we test it for microbials. We test it to meet food grade standards.
Okay, very good. Well, thank you very much for the phone call, Mary. Let's go to Keith in Oregon. Keith, you're on the air. Go ahead, please, with Perrier. Hello, Keith, are you there? Well, let's go to Katie. Keith is there?
Yeah.
Okay, Keith, go ahead, please. You're on with Perrier.
We are getting radiation from Fukushima, Japan, and I rinse all of my produce with the clay. But I have a question. I've heard that clay contains aluminum. I'm reluctant to take it internally. What do you say about aluminum in clay?
Okay.
Aluminum in clay is vital to the action of clay. It's not the kind of aluminum that is dangerous. It's not the man-processed aluminum. It's aluminum oxide in a natural form, and it is not absorbed into the bloodstream. It's not separated from the clay molecule. All the elements in clay make up clay. It makes the little cage. They're all conjoined with joined together with oxygen layers in between, and you don't get the individual elements in the clay. You might get a little calcium, a little potassium, sodium, the dominant minerals in the adsorption layer are the only ones, but then it won't be enough for a mineral supplement. I wouldn't worry about that. They've proven that the aluminum in clay is not harmful.
All right. Thank you very much for the phone call. Keith, I appreciate that. Let's go to Katie in Michigan. Katie, you're on the air. Go ahead, please, with Perrier. Welcome.
Perrier, thank you, and thank you, Joyce.
Uh-huh, thank you.
One thing I do want to make a comment is there are birds that do eat clay to get poisons out of their body. I don't know if you're aware of that. I'm a bird watcher. But my question, is for two things. One thing for Lyme disease and the other thing for menopause. Can clay help either of them?
Indirectly, yes. We have several practitioners that treat Lyme disease but have them take the clay along with supplements. And I don't know what their other routine is, but I know they have people have called here and said their doctors told them to get the clay for Lyme's disease. It's so beneficial to the whole body, there's no reason not to take it. And your other question was about...
I think that was the other question she had.
Oh, okay.
All right. Thank you very much. I appreciate the phone call, Katie, unless there's anything else. Oh, wait a minute. Menopause and Lyme disease.
Menopause.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yes. Okay. Clay balances the body. It wants to balance. Now, they use it in livestock to bring them in, to cycle in so they can keep the breeding program going. They feed clay to livestock. Pregnant women used to take it to help with their hormones when they were pregnant. The Aborigine women, they were the ones who kept the clay going for years and years and years. They all take it when they're pregnant. I have had people who had serious PMS and monthly cramps that once they started drinking the clay, they no longer had. So, you know, I don't know how severe your hormonal imbalance is, but clay is all about balancing, so it's definitely worth trying.
All right. Thank you very much for the phone call. Let's go to Glenda in Missouri. Glenda in Missouri, thank you for calling. You're on with Perrier.
Good morning. I have two questions. My first question is, I just use your little page that you give out, and I mixed up my clay to drink. And how much do I drink?
Well, you start out drinking 2 ounces twice a day. And then you can end up, after 14 days, just kind of back off and find your happy place with clay. Find your maintenance level. If you get down too low and you start having problems, kick it up a notch.
2 ounces
sometimes,
twice a day.
Yeah. And I still drink about 2 ounces twice a day, but I'm 73 years young, and my system needs a little more boost. So I like it, and it's not going to harm me, so I do it.
Okay. Well, I'm 65.
It's great to keep you young, and be sure to give yourself a clay facial too, if you want to look younger.
My second question is for my dog, and he is about 12 or 13 pounds, and he has apparently an allergy to fleas, and he's going at his skin. Can I detox him with a bath?
Yes, clay baths are wonderful dogs. We get a lot of dogs that are very itchy, and a clay bath just stops the itching. So, yes, you can take a clay bath, and when you're through, give him a bath, and then take the water and go water your plants.
Ooh, that's a good idea. You take your bath with it. You don't think there's going to be too many toxins in it for the dog to go in it?
No, you know, the surface area of a clay, if you look at the clay, it's very thin, minutely thin layers, like business cards. And if you spread out the business cards in 1 gram of clay, it will cover a fourth of a football field. So there's a lot of area there for it to hold toxins.
Interesting. Wow. All right. Thank you very much. Thank you, Glenda, for the phone call. I appreciate that. Let's go to Art in Maryland. Art in Maryland, you're on the air. Go ahead, please, with Perrier.
Hi, Joyce.
Hi there. Welcome.
I got a million questions, but I'll limit it to two. I will say my wife loves this clay ever since she heard about it. She's been using it. But two things I'd like to ask about. The bee stings, for one, because my wife is highly allergic to bees. And the other one would be carpal tunnel. With that, with some supplements, do you think that could help with carpal tunnel?
Wow.
You
okay,
don't even need the supplements, honey. Just pack that clay mud around that wrist and cover it in some Saran wrap. In about 3 days, the carpal tunnel is healed. Takes the inflammation, the swelling out. It relaxes that tendon.
Wow.
Trust me, there's something besides carpal tunnel surgery.
You know, and it doesn't work half the time either. And that's a real problem when people have undergone the expense for that. But try that. And would you let us know, Art, if it works for her?
Well, the carpal tunnel is me. And
oh, okay.
Because my chiropractor is against the surgery, too, but he told me to take vitamin B complex and vitamin E, but he doesn't know about the clay. So, yes, absolutely. As of today, I will be doing that.
Oh, good.
Well,
let us know.
Educate him about clay. We have a lot of chiropractors who use this clay. And then your other question was about bee stings. You want to get the clay on there, the clay mud on there as quickly as you can. I got a red wall sting on my finger. By the time I got from the back gate to the house, it was swelling. I covered my finger thickly in clay. Generally, it goes up my finger and the whole back of my hand swells. I don't go into anaphylactic shock, but I just get a swelling, and then it's itchy and swollen for 3 days. It did not happen. Pulled the venom out. As long as I felt a little tenderness, I kept the clay on it. I just put it on thick, let it dry, wash it off, put it on again. My finger got real cold feeling. Sometimes you get a flush feeling, other times you get a cold.
Yeah, I've noticed that.
It does whatever it needs to do. It's that wisdom in the clay. It knows what needs to happen.
That is just that is just so beautiful. I love that.
Have her keep some clay with her all the time, because until she can get to her shop or to a doctor or something, and she may be able to even eliminate that with the clay.
Thank you very much, Art, from Maryland. The other day I got some MSG, and I'm really, really allergic to MSG. I took some clay at the time. I took melatonin because melatonin is the antidote to that. To the MSG, but I also took some clay, and I didn't know if it would work or not. I don't know whether it was the melatonin or the clay that worked, but is that something that maybe might take the additive out of the body?
Yes, it's very known to take chemicals and things out of the body. It's such a strong absorbent that it'll even eliminate the chemical taste of chloride in the water.
Wow. Okay.
This was in Earth Cures that was written in the early mid 1900s in France, in French, by a French naturopath. This is from his book. Clay's absorbent power has contributed to the elimination. Okay, wrong one. Clay has the power to attract and either absorb or stimulate the evacuation of toxic and non-useful elements. Again, that clay wisdom comes in, that godlike intelligence.
Wow. Godlike intelligence. That just gives me goosebumps every time you say that. We're talking to Perrier today, and it feels good to be empowered over our own bodies, treating them like a temple, not a dumpster. Let me go to Wilbert in Texas. Wilbert, you're on the air with Perrier. Go ahead, please.
Morning, Jeff.
Morning.
Program.
Thank you.
Just have a quick question for you guys. We are trying to nourish a four-week-old baby sheep, having problems with calculi, urinary problems. And, of course, the pet is all about antibiotics and stuff like that. And I wanted to know if the clay, if we can mix the clay in some formula for the baby and give it to her, if that would have any effect at all.
Okay, I'll tell you what, we got such a bad connection. Let me go to Perrier. Perrier?
Yes, I was able to make that out.
And okay.
Yes, definitely. Put it in the formula. You can mix the liquid and put a tablespoon or two in their formula if she's nursing and give it to her. It's going to help any kind of intestinal problem there.
And I'd also recommend, if you don't have any neutralizer, really, really good. We've had a lot of good reports on neutralizer going in a bottle also. But, yeah, definitely the clay, and consider neutralizer on sick animals that are really having a tough time and failing to thrive. Let's go to Carl in Ohio. Thank you, Wilbert, for the phone call. Carol in Ohio. Carol, you're on the air. Go ahead, please, with Perrier.
First of all, I'd like to say thank you. And then my question
is, my
mother has stents in her legs, and she still has a lot of pain in her feet. And I was wondering if that would help that.
Okay, she has stents in her legs.
Yes.
Okay, the clay is not going to affect the stent. I mean, it's not going to harm the stent. So, yes, I would get her some clay, rub her feet and legs and ankles down with it, let it dry, wash it off, maybe create a foot soak for her also.
Okay.
Now, what did she have the stents placed for, Carol?
For her arteries. Having trouble with her mm-hmm. arteries closing up, and so they put the stents in her legs for that.
Now, how far up the legs are the stents?
I'm not sure of that. I just know that they're not put down below the knee,
mm-hmm.
so they're up in the upper thigh part.
Okay. So that would be probably a clay bath, wouldn't it, Perrier?
Yes, clay bath or soak those feet, but just rub the clay on her feet, let it dry and wash it off. We'll bring some circulation back down there.
All right. Thank you so very much. Thank you, Carol, for the phone call. Let us know how it works. And thank you also, Perrier. You are amazing every time you're on. We give no medical advice. This is for your educational and entertainment purposes only. You have a blessed day, Perrier, and a thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Joyce. You did bless my day.
Oh, thank you.